This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Just hours after his personal Twitter account was permanently suspended, U.S. President Donald Trump said late on Friday he would look into building his own social media platform. Trump sent his latest tweets from the official government account at POTUS, saying, quote, "We will not be silenced," and accusing Twitter of coordinating with Democrats and what he called the radical left. Twitter later deleted the post. It also suspended Mr. Trump's campaign account at Team Trump for violating its rules. The company said accounts used by Trump to try to get around the Twitter ban could also face permanent suspension under its ban evasion policies. Trump still has access to the official at White House and at POTUS accounts, but will lose this when he loses when his presidential term ends. Earlier Friday, Twitter had permanently suspended Mr. Trump's personal account, citing the possibility he could incite more violence after hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol this week. Twitter specifically pointed to two of the president's Friday tweets as a violation of its policy against the glorification of violence. Twitter had temporarily blocked Trump's account earlier this week following the violence at the Capitol. The World Health Organization says wealthy nations have bought most of the current supply of available COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the world's poorest nations unable to attain them. At a briefing Friday in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO-organized International Vaccine Cooperative, COVAX, has now secured contracts for 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which it is prepared to roll out in low- and middle-income countries as soon as they're delivered. This is VOA News. Afghan police say security forces have arrested three people in connection with last month's murder of a prominent election activist. High-profile figures, including journalists, politicians, and rights advocates, activists, have increasingly been targeted in recent months as violence surges in Afghanistan, despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. On December 23rd, gunmen ambushed Mohammad Yusuf Rashid, who led an independent election monitoring organization in a southern suburb of the capital. He was ambushed as he drove to work. He and his driver died from their wounds later at a city hospital. Rashid was head of the Free and Fair Election Forum of Afghanistan, which, according to its website, has worked since 2004 to promote democracy, good governance, and human resource management in the conflict-racked country. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has sentenced to death three men for disseminating anti-Islam content and videos over social media. The tribunal in Islamabad found the suspects guilty of, quote, inciting hatred and contempt on religious, sectarian, or ethnic basis to stir up violence. That's according to a copy of Friday's ruling. A fourth defendant accused in the same case, a college professor in the Pakistani capital, was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment on charges he used derogatory remarks against the Prophet Muhammad in one of his lectures that was later uploaded online. All of the convicted defendants have the right to appeal their sentences. Blasphemy is a highly sensitive subject in Pakistan, where insulting the Prophet Muhammad carries the death penalty. Even mere accusations of blasphemy have incited mass protests and mob lynching. Reports this week of a senior Ethiopian military official's comments that security forces from neighboring Eritrea entered the fray in the northern Tigray region backs what U.S. officials and outside observers have been saying for weeks, based on satellite evidence. Since the conflict in northern Ethiopia began in November, the federal government and the Eritrean governments have denied that Eritrean troops are operating on Ethiopian soil. Early reports of Eritrean troops on the ground include diplomats who cited satellite evidence, intercepted communications, and anecdotal reports. Later, a U.S. State Department spokesperson who was asked to verify claims said the department is aware of the reports and views them as, quote, a grave development. He said they urge any such troops to be withdrawn immediately. You can keep up on all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.